And it is time for Arts Live and Local with a full cast. This is Carol. Again, 503-325-0010. That's it for me talking about anything to do with money. Here's some great music that my first guest is going to tell you about. Loving it? How could you not? Well, my first guest is Gary Selig, and Gary is here to tell us a lot about what's happening in the North Tillamook County Tri-Village area, and especially Manzanita, but probably all over the area, right?
Yep.
Okay, so Gary, what am I listening to right now? I'm going to take it down because it makes me want to dance all over my chair.
Okay, there's room to dance in here.
There you go.
Well, that music is actually representative of Brazilian choro music, which is a type of jazz with a Brazilian flavor to it. And it represents the band that's going to be here on, or not here, but in Manzanita at the Hoffman Center. On, let's see, that band is coming on
April 6th.
That's right, Friday the 6th, and that is the Brazilian String Trio, and they play really hot Brazilian improvisational jazz in kind of a Django Reinhardt style.
Nice.
And their hot player is two violins and a seven-string guitarist.
Fantastic. So, you know, we have a whole program tonight on Django-type music.
Yeah, there you
that
go.
That Joey Patinon's doing.
Yeah.
So, where'd you find these people? Who are they?
They found us.
Oh.
So they found us through friends of theirs in Portland,
okay.
who are musicians who have played out at Hoffman Center, and they contacted us, and we had them a year ago. And so this is one of the few bands that we are actually having back for a second time.
They were so popular.
Yeah, we're on their map, they're on our map, and so hopefully we'll get to see them every year.
Let's back up a little bit and tell us, what's the Hoffman? Because there are people. And, you know, for an overview.
Yeah, the Hoffman Center for the Arts, it came about because of a bequest from the Hoffman family, Lloyd and Myrtle Hoffman, who were artists in Manzanita. They donated their house to be part of this program, Arts for the Community. And that house has since been torn down. But for a few years, it held artist studios. I had a studio upstairs for a couple of years and music studios downstairs. Someone had an etching press there. It was a great place.
Is that where the
next
Hoffman
to the library. Across the way from the library. Now it's a beautiful garden. And on Sundays
lovely.
In the summer,
you
we have live music there
That's
for free.
Right. And we should tell folks that if you get yourself to Manzanita, don't worry about addresses. just go to Manzanita. Almost everything is on Lanita.
That's right. And
you just ask anybody. It's a tiny little place, but happening like
crazy. Hoffman
crazy.
Center is what we call it's Upper Lanita. Lower Lanita is the ocean. So,
oh, yeah.
So you can see the ocean from
Makes
Hoffman
it easy
Center.
Easy to distinguish
it's
them.
It's easy. Yeah.
Yeah. So what all kinds of stuff
so
goes
the
down
Hoffman
at
the Center
Hoffman?
Has writing programs, visiting writers come promote their books. There is also a writing lounge, like a writing lab every week there. There's someone teaching a class now on novel writing. There's also a really, really busy clay studio that's grown a lot in the last 3 or 4 years. They are constantly putting on shows of their work, really top quality work. There's an art gallery in the front of Hoffman Center, and local artists and also some from further away are showing there.
And right now, as we speak, the Hoffman is open. The art gallery is open from 2 to 5 every Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
So
right.
It's open right now for that.
And it's also open now when during the time when we do concerts. So people who want to come
nice.
Look at the art before they sit down, it's
right.
great
how
for
many,
that.
How many does Hoffman seat?
We have 45 comfortable chairs, and then we have about 15 other chairs that are still comfortable but no arms. But the ones with arms, that's what everybody likes. They can really just sit back and enjoy the show. So.
Well, I didn't realize it was, I've been there a number of times for art and for performances. Mm-hmm. I guess I never, you have so much good stuff going on there. I didn't realize it was that small.
Well, I like to call it an intimate setting.
Yeah.
I call it Manzanita's living room for music.
Nice.
There are people in our community that are doing house concerts, which is a real living room, but we have that same kind of feel, but we can hold more like 40 to 60 people, whereas mm-hmm. most people's living rooms 30. Hold 20, 30 at the
yeah.
most. So we have a little bigger capacity, so we like that.
And when I mentioned North Tillamook, the Tri-Village area, I was describing or including Manzanita, Nehalem, and Wheeler. Do you folks generally think of it that way?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all one place.
One big community.
All around Nehalem Bay. When I do poster-type advertising, I basically start at Wheeler and then cover around the full bay with about 35 posters. So try to hit almost every business in there.
So your job is, let me make a disclaimer here, volunteer. Another all-volunteer organization.
Yeah, I like to joke about that. I go, North Tillamook County, everything's free. You know? Because
right.
it's really supported by volunteers and all the organizations, a lot of nonprofits in our area.
Yeah.
So my job is to promote music at Hoffman Center. And I promoted a few concerts on my own, not really even thinking that I was doing it as a volunteer job. It was sort of a labor of love.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Vera Wildauer, who's the chair of Hoffman Center, she saw me doing this and she goes, would you like to do this on a more frequent basis for Hoffman Center? Someone gets donated $1,000 towards this program to pay for the rent of the building. And the idea is that musicians would not have to rent the building. They can just come play
Fantastic.
For free and take the whole door because of this generous donation.
Wonderful.
So that gave me kind of a vision and a lead of, I can promote 10 bands doing this.
So how often do you bring music?
Well, ideally, I'd like to go every month from, let's say, October until May.
Mm-hmm.
But it bunches up. Like, I couldn't find anyone in January, and I wound up having two in March and one in early April.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
also depends upon my schedule. Like,
sure.
I'm going to go visit my new grandson in April.
Mazel tov.
So I'm thank you. So I'm not going to be around. So
right
now, it's a one-man show. I'm always looking for a helper, and I do have people helping. Helping with setting up the room,
mm-hmm.
and we provide lodging for musicians who are from out of town. I've got people helping with that. So it's not like I'm totally out there on my own, but I would love to have someone to help with some of the promotional things so that we can do it more.
And so that if you are leaving, you can just hand it off.
Yeah, they'll know what to do.
Go back and forth.
Yeah.
So that Brazilian Strings Trio is coming on April 6th, but actually this weekend, as in tomorrow you have a concert as well. What's
yeah, we
that?
Have a group called The B-Side, and the singer and the lead singer who I know in the group is Kate Morrison, and she lives in our area, and she's kind of dually living in Portland and Manzanita. She is the executive director of the Lower Nehalem Community Trust, which is our land trust.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I never knew that.
Yeah.
And the name of her other band?
She also plays in a band called Kate and the Crocodiles, which includes a couple of guys from Pink Martini, and she's the lead singer in that band.
Okay.
And in the smaller setting, the B-side, it's she and her friend Philip in a duet. But I think she will bring to the evening her usual great voice, great zany sense of humor. And she plays some weird instruments like miniature pianos, miniature drums.
Oh, great.
As well as ukulele.
She's easier to travel.
She's just fun.
So that is tomorrow evening. What time do your concerts?
At 7 o'clock. We always start at 7. Doors open about 6:30. Please bring cash. We don't take cards. Or checks, because what I like to do is hand the cash over to the musician at the end of the evening.
Yes.
So they're happy with that.
Yes,
and
we don't talk prices, but trust me, it's cheap.
Yeah,
so.
It is cheap, and I try to promote it as a good thing for the musician, but a great thing for the people in our three towns, because you don't have to travel, you don't have to hassle with parking, you don't have to stay over if the weather is bad, so it's great.
I thought that was hilarious. Yeah. I saw that, you know.
It's a big selling point.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Yeah, it is.
To be able to pop out of, you know, come home from work perhaps, or a nap or whatever, and just go over and hear some fantastic music right down the road.
Exactly.
Terrific. Okay, so that is the Hoffman Center, which if people want, and I highly recommend this because I'm on the list, how do they get on the Hoffman blog
list? Go to the website.
List?
Yeah, you can. Once you get on the website, just look up Hoffman Center in Manzanita.
Okay.
You'll get on the website, which is a brand new website was just redesigned by a woman named Cece Lowerman, who's just put her heart and soul into making that better.
Mm-hmm.
So between she and Vera, we're working with it together. Great website. So you'll see a place on there to sign up. So do get on the mailing list.
Yeah.
And we also advertise a lot on barbecue, which is our local listserv. Yeah, BBQ. And that's also a wonderful way if you want to know about our section of the world.
And that's actually how I find out. When I do my announcements, folks, and I announce all these things going on in North Tillamook and Tillamook County, and even South Clatsop County, a lot of that stuff is coming off the BBQ list. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chuck and Barbara McLaughlin, for keeping that going for so many years. And that's where you can find anything from a free refrigerator to cedar wood for sale to deep ecology, philosophy, art, music, and et cetera.
So everything,
That's really
It's a great community unifier.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Your community is so wonderful in that way, and a lot of good politics going on as well. So what else now? You had mentioned something about the Tillamook Library. What are they doing?
So the library, it's hard to put on small concerts like they like to do. And so they're going to start using the Hoffman Center stage.
Okay.
And I think there's some sort of reciprocal agreement, maybe rent-free. I'm not really sure of the inside of that, because I don't like to go to too many meetings.
Right.
So that starts in the next couple of weeks. So if you're interested in Tillamook Library programs, they will be starting to happen over at Hoffman Center.
Now, is there a North Tillamook and a South Tillamook Library?
No, I think it's all
just
it's
one
Tillamook. Yeah, our branch is called the North Tillamook branch.
Okay, but it's one system.
Yeah, and just like for advertising, if I take my posters and I drop them off in the Manzanita North Tillamook branch, I give the extra ones, and they'll distribute them through the whole library system.
Well, they have done some very interesting things too in the arts when Polaris Gallery owner, who did those fabulous book cutouts.
Yeah, Scott. Yeah.
Scott, yeah. I just loved it. They came in. The library people came in, and Scott came too. He surprised me, and they were showing his art. Of course, it did have a crossover with
the
books,
library
but
theme.
Still,
yeah.
It was great. So what other kinds of bands do you have going on?
Well,
in there?
There's a whole music scene going on in what I call the Lower Nehalem Valley. there's a great band called the Nehalem Valley All-Stars, fantastic musicians, professional trumpet player, professional drummer, Fred LaCaff, some of you may know his name. He's been around here forever. Mm-hmm. He's the lead guy in that band. So fantastic to listen to. There's also a very professional band called Sedona Fire.
Yes.
And Sedona and Michael started that as a duet, but then they've added, again, professional level musicians, and they've got an electric cello, a great percussion, and Chuck and Barbara also play in that band.
Drums and bass. I know Barbara started playing the bass just because they needed a bass player.
Percussion to bass,
That's great.
And then there's a great little band that I play in called Rhythm Method, and we're playing at the pub for free on Wednesday night for a spring dance.
So this coming Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday. Oh, so come on out from 7 to 9. It's free. Come enjoy the pub. And
is this the Sand Dune Pub?
Yeah, Sand Dune Pub, which is in the lower end of the street in Manzanita, close to the ocean. And we are a combination of African drummers who came out of the Tsunami Drummers group, and then a couple of rock and roll guitar players, one of which I am. And we are a jam band, and we just we love our music, and we love each other, and we have a great time playing. So
how would people know about that?
Well, there's posters all over town.
Yeah, that's for people who live there.
You'll see a little heart and some flying wings, and it says Rhythm Method Spring Dance. It's also on barbecue.
You guys are pretty active.
Yes.
Rhythm Method.
Yeah, someone asked me, do you have any musical aspirations? I go, I want to play for nonprofits up and down the coast.
There you go.
So, yeah, we'd love to play in Astoria. We haven't played up here yet.
So my guest is Gary Selig. If you want to get hold of him, because he's a wealth of information, and for those of you who just heard him say, I want to play for nonprofits, get his name. You might be able to sign them up. So, who came up with the name Rhythm Method?
Our guitarist, Michael, his wife, Tila. We were going to be the Rhythm Boys.
She
goes, no, you guys be the Rhythm Method.
There you go.
And it's held pretty well, except once when we played at the State Park, they didn't like that name. They thought it might offend some people, so we were the Rhythm Aliens that night.
Oh, that's less offensive, of course.
Apparently. I'm not sure.
who can tell these things? Well, it is a happening place, and it's also very beautiful, of course, in the Tri-Village area right on the ocean, Manzanita, Nehalem, Wheeler. And again, Hoffman Center in Manzanita will get you to their website, get a link to their website. And then if you want more information, you can always call me and I can see about hooking you up with BBQ as well. And Gary, you play in this band, but what's your musical background?
I learned to play guitar early in college, because my friend Doug said, let's get some guitars.
And when was that? What era?
1969, or 68, 69, 70. So I learned a little rudimentary guitar there. And then I really didn't progress very much. I was a classroom teacher. I always had a guitar in the classroom when I taught elementary. So we did folk songs, campfire songs, a lot of Woody Guthrie songs.
Great.
Everyone learned Roll on Columbia. And
What grade were you teaching?
Third grade in Washington State.
Nice.
And then when I turned 60, my friend Lauren, who I was in a music class with him, and Lauren said, well, if you want to get good at this, you should practice, which was a new concept.
What a concept.
So I said, well, if I'm going to practice, I'm going to get a Telecaster. So I did. A lot of things in my heart's desire opened up for me once that happened.
It's like a midlife crisis. Get a Telecaster. That's
beautiful. Yeah, I think it's a great thing to do. But probably you get one when you're 17 and get into it. I think it might be better. But 60 is okay age to start on that stuff, too.
Well, it was in your heart, as you say.
It was. And I didn't even know that really fully till I started playing.
Fantastic.
It a lot,
And you're in the right place to hook up with other people and make music.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. We're at a great advantage because we're all retired and we don't have to do music for money. We can just do it for love and fun. So we're very lucky.
And as we all know, music is one of the best healing arts, and we sure need that.
Yeah.
Don't we these days, especially always, but these days especially.
Yes, so. I agree with that fully.
Thank you so much, Gary. Anything else that we didn't cover?
Well, come down to Manzanita, please, and check out the events at the Hoffman Center. One other event after the Brazilian Violin Trio on April 6th, we have on June 12th, the Ben Rosenblum Trio. They're a piano guy from New York. These are young students just out of Music Conservatory. They're on West Coast tour. And they asked me, do we have a piano? I sent them a photo of the Hoffman electric piano. They go, that's fine.
That'll do.
They go, you have any drums? I sent them a photo of my friend's drum kit. They go, that'll work. And they're just three guys traveling around with a bass doing jazz.
Fantastic.
So we're excited to have them on June 12th.
And they're young and hotshots.
You got
should
it.
Be,
it exactly.
Should be great joy.
Yeah.
And then this Wednesday is at Sand Dune.
Right.
And again, folks, just go to Manzanita, which is just south, what is it, 10 miles south of
Cannon 13
Beach?
Miles south of Cannon Beach.
13
yeah.
miles,
yeah.
right on the yeah. highway, on Highway yeah. 101. And take the turn up from Manzanita. It'll get you right on Lanita. Just park the car, ditch it, and find
When I first made that turn yeah. in my life, because I've driven by there many times
oh,
when
yeah.
I was younger, when we lived in Newport, but I never thought much of Manzanita, but Lanita runs perpendicular to the ocean, which is different than most towns
yes.
on the coast.
Yes.
So if you don't make that turn, you miss it. And
that's
it took
it.
Me till I was about my late 50s to make
wow.
that turn.
Wow.
So and it changed my life once I made
yes.
it.
Yes.
So.
Well, of course, Manzanita was a sleepy town until
yeah.
it suddenly became, you know, the place to be. So
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much,
Gary
Carol.
Selig from the Hoffman Center. He's the music program lead. I like that. He's got a real title. No pay, but a real title.
You got
That's
it.
Great. Thanks so much. Okay, folks, it's Coast Community Radio, Arts Live and Local, and I've got some music from Lloyd Jones. He's going to be at Kala tonight. That's Friday night. At 8 o'clock. Lloyd Jones, and Why did I put a question mark on the end of that? I know it's Lloyd Jones. And again, he's going to be at Gala tonight, 8 o'clock. That is 1017 Marine Drive in Astoria. And now I have four people in the studio, and they are in a play which I have never seen, but apparently it is wild and crazy. And Mick Alderman, who is the director, gets the award for having faith that this actually could be done. Is that right, Mick? I understand not everybody believed you could do it.
Oh, well, I don't know if they believe I could do it, but I know it's been talked about for years, but because of the technical challenges of putting it on in that space.
I didn't believe you could do it.
You didn't?
No.
Okay. Remember, lean in so you can make your comments. So what gave you, well, you are a techie, among other things. Mick Alderman is the director. He is an actor, a director, a writer, a screenwriter, filmmaker, and he also was for many, many years, what, 25 years or something?
At the college.
Yeah. 23 years, the audiovisual head honcho at Clatsop Community College. And he's got lots of other things to his name. So is that why you had confidence you could do it? Because even though other people were afraid of all the technical stuff, you're a techie and somewhere in your...
Yeah, well, I have that aspect of my skill set. And I also had my dad's skills as a carpenter to draw on. And he's helped me out with challenging problems in the past.
Oh, how cool. Wow, that's not most of it. Did you grow up here from the start?
Yes.
Okay. That would be Jerry Alderman,
who
was our fire chief, wasn't he, for a while?
Not Astoria's, but he was Lewis and Clark's. He was assistant fire chief in Astoria.
There you go.
Operation chief.
So has to have skills there. So my other guests are all actors in this play. The show is called Noises Off by whom?
Michael Frayn.
Michael?
Frayn.
Frayn. Okay. And it is, I haven't seen it yet. I am planning on it. It's a farce about putting on a farce. Is that correct?
Yes.
I have no idea what that means, but that we're going to find out. It's
Neither
the coast.
Do we.
except that it opened last week, so he's kidding, I think. But maybe
no,
not.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not. It's at the Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach. And I'll tell you right now that it's on until April 21st with two Sunday matinees, which this Sunday and then again on April 8th. But I have a feeling it's going to be very popular. Because every time I mention it, that's why I said that to you, in addition to talking to your players, when I mention it, people go, really? Somebody's putting on that play? Because they've seen the movie or something, you know? I'm still in the dark. So here are the players. Kathy Ryan. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Kathy gets her very own mic because she's the only woman, except for me, in the room. And her husband, Thomas Ryan.
No.
And our very familiar with Coast Community Radio, Derek Moore.
Hello, Carol.
Hey, Derek. And Derek is another one of these people who does 14 things. And in the arts, he's an actor and a musician, a singer, a songwriter, a rock and roll rock star. And he's been on this
really?
Show
I
for
you
all.
You're kind of boring.
Oh yeah.
Get to know him, sweetheart.
Boring
oh.
is right.
Oh, and I forgot. Also in the arts, apropos of what Mick was saying, Derek is a fine. How do you describe it? Fine. You don't say Is it carpenter or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carpenter.
Fine woodworker carpenter. Thomas and Kathy are safe because I know nothing about them.
And you never will.
Has he been difficult to work with? I have a sense, Thomas.
You have no idea.
Oh, my God. Perfect, perfect.
What do you see his character?
Oh, God. So it works, right?
It works.
He's suitable.
It works.
So it works. I know that Derek and Mick both live in Astoria. How about Thomas and Kathy? Where do you folks live?
We live in Seaside.
You live in Seaside.
We moved there about a year ago.
Oh, from where?
Southern California, San Diego.
Oh, my goodness. Had you done theater in San Diego? Oh, wow.
Since I was little. I know, I can't just shake my head. They can't hear me rattle.
This is radio.
Yes, we both have been in the arts for a very long time.
So I was going to think maybe the arts is what brought you up here, but since you were doing it there, why did you come? That's a long way.
Because it's California.
Yeah. Right. We have better weather.
Yeah, much. Yeah.
Much.
Well, we're delighted when new experienced theater folks come to town. That's quite terrific.
Yeah, let's use the word experience lightly.
I see.
Now, we've... I just wanted to say that you were talking about people saying, wow, how could they put this show on?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that is shocking is that you have to have a two-story set.
Oh.
And that
I see.
Is... pretty amazing in and of itself in that space, and yeah. Mick did a beautiful job, and it hasn't even scared us for one moment that it's going to come down.
They left 1 inch of clearance on the top
oh, oh my
bars.
God. And Thomas, you, how tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Yeah. So you had to grade off him, or you stay on the first floor, perhaps?
No, Mick did a good job. I got all clearances, so I haven't hit my head yet.
Yeah, the clearance is 14 feet total, so we had 7 feet per story to work with.
Wow. I was wondering why it was such a long run. Now I see. You build a set like that, you keep it. And
it's amazing. The set is incredible.
Yeah. Did you help with the set, Derek, or you
nope.
just sat back and watched?
Good. I didn't even watch.
Thomas helped with the set.
So the thing about this play is there's no use trying to rehearse without the set because you go in and out of doors about every 10 seconds, it seems like, and there's two stories. So trying to rehearse without the set doesn't make any sense. They had it completely built and ready to go from the first day we ever even showed up.
Fantastic.
It's the first show I've ever had where that was the case.
Yeah. And how many folks are there in the cast?
Well, there are 10 total, including the lighting operator, who's serves as both lighting operator and a cast member.
Oh, good. I can't wait, because the lighting operation is way in the back of the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Not
yeah.
that it's a huge theater, but it's big enough
mm-hmm.
to be. Okay, I'm still figuring out where I want to sit for this play, so we'll figure it out. Mistaken identities, highly improbable events, misunderstandings. It sounds like life.
Yeah.
Is that, you know?
Kind of.
and does it actually have a theme? I mean, does it have a story?
It doesn't have a story per se. It's three acts, and each act is one part of the run of a play in Britain. First act is their dress rehearsal night. Second act is somewhere in the middle of the run. And third act is the final performance. And each performance gets progressively more disastrous as they go along.
Oh, terrific!
Because everybody's individual personalities and conflicts come into it, and they let it intrude upon the performance.
Wow. I can't wait to see this. Now, tell me, did you have auditions for this play?
Yes.
Okay. And do you feel like, I mean, three of them are sitting here, so what can you say? But do you feel as though you got the right people in this
play? Be kind.
I was really fortunate. This play is so well known and so popular and so beloved that people came out of the woodwork to audition. So
out of the woodwork.
I had an embarrassment of riches from which to choose.
Wow.
So, yeah, I could not be more pleased with this cast. I mean,
wonderful.
Not only as individual performers, but as an ensemble.
And all three of you are experienced actors. Have you enjoyed working together and with Mick?
It's been an insane experience. Wonderfully insane.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like every single actor in this has moments of brilliance that just set them apart.
Mm.
I think Derek probably loses a couple of pounds every show.
It's good in shape. It is.
Oh, my God. He can't afford it.
No, he has to hop. The acrobatics that he does, you won't believe.
I can't wait.
And just his energy on stage, he's a very giving actor. And everybody else, I wish they could be here as well, because it's a fine group of people, mm-hmm. really nice human beings.
Well, I was surprised when I went out there and saw it. People I didn't know, and I thought, well, you know, people are coming in to pay their pledges. I thought, well, they're not necessarily here for me, but they were, and you're brand new to me. Are the other, so we have three here. Who are the other folks?
Oh, I knew you were going to test me.
Uh-oh. Anybody can pitch in on this, guys.
In addition to the three here, we have David Ridley, who is also a newcomer. I believe this is his first show in the area, mm-hmm. not just in the coaster. And we've got Bill Hamm is in the cast.
Of course.
Katrina Godders, who is relatively new, although she was in Blithe Spirit mm-hmm. with Thomas and Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And
Catherine.
Catherine Lacaz.
Oh, yes.
Ann Bronson.
Richard Bowman.
Richard Bowman.
Oh, yeah. Those are the regulars. That's why it's easy. Yeah.
Who am I forgetting?
That's it. You got him, I think.
And Ryan.
Ryan Hull. Another.
In the
lights
booth.
and hopping on the stage. Well, folks, this is Noises Off. You can look it up if you like, if you dare. I have a feeling this particular production is going to be fabulous. I don't have a feeling. I've heard from people who saw it already.
Just so you know, it's hysterically funny. I mean, it is incredibly funny. Like one of the funniest shows ever written. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
I just want to get that point across because we haven't actually said that.
And I think we need this. We're going to have a chance to laugh uproariously with a whole group of people. The Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach. You can call them at 503-436-1242 for tickets. The run is through April 21st. There is at 7:30 Fridays and Saturdays. There's a Sunday matinee on the 25th of March and the 8th of April. And don't miss it. And then let me know what you think. Thank you so much for coming in, Director Mick Alderman, and actors Kathy and Thomas Ryan and Derek Moore. Great, too.
Thank you, Carol.
Good to see you all. And thanks for doing the play. You three, break your legs. Or continue breaking your legs, or however it works, like that. Mick, stay whole. Okay, got some music for you from my next guests. Coming up is Flutes, Toots, and Bedposts. Stay tuned, folks, Coast Community Radio. Thank you. Yes. I'm just learning about the music. The concert is going to be terrific and great fun as well. As I mentioned, the name of it is Flutes, Toots, and Bedposts. And Flutes is spelled F-L-O-O-T-S, of course, because how could you spell it any other way for a concert like this? It's going to be a blast. And what's happening is there are three groups, that three different quartets that are joining to create this benefit concert for the Performing Arts Center, our beloved Performing Arts Center on 16th and Franklin. This is happening this Sunday at 3 p.m. That's March 25th, 3 p.m. And with me, I have two of the players from two different quartets. Brian Bergman is here. Brian, you've been here before.
I have. Yeah. Yes, I have. Yeah. Several times.
And you're with the Astoria Tuba Quartet. Are you an actual tuba player?
Yes. Yes, I am.
There
and
was a
and
pause
not, I don't
there,
just pretend.
Folks.
Yeah, I actually do play it.
But wait, in the tuba quartet, are all four of you aren't playing
no,
tubas?
No, I am a euphonium player in that group, which is a tenor tuba.
See?
So, but we need
what
those two.
What about Bob Joyner?
Bob Joyner plays the same instrument that I do.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, if you say that's a tenor tuba,
mm-hmm.
that's hard to say. Tenor tuba.
Yeah.
Tuber. Okay, and my other guest is brand new to me, Christy Keenberger, and this is great. The name of her group, I love it, Mea Culpa Bassoon Quartet. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you very much.
That is delightful. Have you been here all along, hiding
somewhere? I'm the new kid on the block.
Okay.
My husband and I moved here at the beginning of October. My husband is the new pastor at First Lutheran Congregation, First Lutheran Church.
Up on 33rd.
And he's also a musician, not playing in this concert, but he does play in the North Coast Symphonic Band.
Okay.
And we've been just happily included in so many musical opportunities already.
So when he was being moved, did you get to request that it be to a town with music?
Well, we had a heads up because my mother-in-law has lived here in Astoria the last 5 years. So
okay.
we did have a little preview of what was to come.
If both of you are music makers, how could you move to a place? Well, you'd have to start the band.
Right,
that's what
exactly.
would happen. So, well,
yeah.
welcome and exciting. Whose concept was this to create this concert?
I'm wondering if it was Janet.
That's a really good question. I think that clearly Janet Bowler has a vision for this. And we actually did a concert. The Tuba Quartet and the Northern Lights Flute Ensemble did a concert. Have done at least one other concert like this several years ago.
And that's the third of the quartets. This is the Northern Lights Flute Ensemble, and that's whom we just heard.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And yes, I'm not surprised that Janet is somehow got her finger on this one as well.
Yeah.
Because you all play in the North Coast Symphonic Band.
Yes.
All of the people in this group.
Yes.
But I love this and picking the titles too. Now, are bassoons often known as bedposts, or is that just for this?
You know,
kind
it is the easily recognizable description. If you look at an orchestra, you can say to people who don't know instruments
uh-huh.
so very well,
uh-huh.
you know, it's the one that sticks up outside of the orchestra. It looks
I
like
love
a bedpost.
It because I always get confused also between the bassoons and the, not the tubas. The oboes.
Yes.
So
but
this
that
is
the double reed family, so you are well within your right there.
I'm glad to hear it. So, and now the pieces that you're choosing to do, are these pieces that the tuba quartet has done before?
Yes. In fact, the tuba quartet does a really good variety of music. There'll be some jazz, and we're doing American Patrol March. We're doing just a good variety of music. It's going to be very entertaining. We're going to feature some music that's been written by local composers.
Oh, wow.
Several of those pieces. In fact, Bob Joyner wrote two of ours, arranged two of our pieces.
Nice.
And just some great music to come listen to. Really, it's three concerts in one.
Well, I'm just looking at this program, and I'm realizing this is a good-sized program.
Yes.
So you get an entire afternoon of delicious music. I also see that you guys, the tuba quartet, is playing something by Norm Polshuk.
Yes, Norm Polshuk.
Which is exciting because Barbara Polshuk mm-hmm. is still amazing, doing fantastic things on the peninsula.
Absolutely.
I never met her husband, Norm, but I'm excited about hearing that.
Of course, and my husband and I are PLU grads, so we know Barbara Polshuk from the music You Love to Hate concerts that she used to run at PLU.
Really, I didn't know about that.
And the North Coast Chorale has sung some of her creations, too. Mm-hmm. Challenging. Also, the Bassoon Quartet has a good heavy-duty selection.
Yes, and the nice thing is that both Judy Chateau and Liam Carson have transcribed some pieces, we are looking forward to playing on Sunday afternoon. And there's a good variety within our music as well. Mm-hmm. The name for the quartet, little did I realize, we could have called it the Lutheran Quartet because we all attend Lutheran Church. But mea culpa, as we were all getting to know one another and, kind of saying, oh, sorry, I made that mistake. It kind of became the mea culpa.
I think that's...
let's cover all of our bases
in all forgiveness,
but in good spirit.
Right. It's a better choice because, first of all, it shows you have a sense of humor. And second of all, if you named it the Lutheran Quartet, people would think it's a church choir.
Probably.
And that is not what this is, judging by what I've seen on here, Mancini to Mozart to... Tchaikovsky, César Franck. Yeah, I have some also. Who's Farid Zahar?
Yes.
Bienvenue au Cirque.
You know, I am going to plead the fifth on this one. Kelly Larkins is the person to ask about that one, but it's a very famous circus sounding tune that you will recognize.
Welcome to the circus. And, of course, they mean a people circus, no animals in the circus.
Yes.
And so this is going to be a blast. There's just one intermission. Do you think people of all ages are going to enjoy this concert?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
I think so,
yeah,
too.
Because there will be enough variety, again, with the three different groups. Each group will play about 20 minutes worth of music. And so, I think the kids would really enjoy it.
Hungarian Duda by the Tuba Quartet.
That one has several different themes in it, including Zippity Doodah.
Right.
And it's very masterfully composed, arranged by Dave Robertson.
Right, a local.
Yes.
And then Chick Corea piece arranged by Bob Joyner.
Yes.
And then for the Northern Lights Flute Ensemble, we don't have a representative here, but we know who they are. Actually, that's the one where I can identify at least three of the four of them, Janet and Shelley and Bon Choi.
Right, and Erica Hyatt.
Erica Hyatt, okay.
Yes.
Folks, this is going to be a delightful concert. Come 3 p.m. Sunday, this Sunday, and here's a very important part of it all, and that is that it's a benefit for the Performing Arts Center. These folks are giving their time. Of course, most musicians don't get paid anyway, but they are donating all of the proceeds to the Performing Arts Center to keep this building, this special place, alive and well for our community for all kinds of events. So thank you both for that. Thank all of the flutes, toots, and bedposts that. Okay. 16th and Franklin, Sunday, 3 p.m. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
See you there. And my last guest whom I'm squeezing in is here because he's part of a Muddy Waters birthday bash and tribute. It's happening tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. in the very same Manzanita at the Sand Dune Pub that Gary and I were talking about. Have a listen, and then we'll welcome my guest.
Baby, way down inside, woman, you need love. Woman, you need love. You got to have some love. I'm gonna give you some love. I know you need love. You just got to have love. You got to have some love.
You make me feel so good. You make me feel all right. You make me feel so good. Oh, you make me feel all right. You make me feel so good. You make me feel all right. She's so nice, she's so nice. 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 You are fretting and I am petting. Lot of good things, oh, you ain't getting. Baby, way down inside. Woman, you need love. I know you need love. You just can have some love.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got Muddy Waters. You need love. Well, the good news is that Coast Community Radio got love this past week and a half. Yeah, we got love from all of you out there. Thank you so much for all of your pledges. Be sure to come in and pay them. What a concept. Well, my last guest is Dean Mueller. And am I saying that right?
You are.
Okay, good. All these German names, like Bergman and Kienberger and now Mueller. Dean is playing the upright bass, I understand. Now, do you always play the bass?
I started out on the trumpet. Before that, I started out on the organ. So I've played a variety of instruments. But the last 15 years or so, it's been all about the bass.
It has. Okay. Yep. And you play only stand-up or electric and stand-up?
I play both.
Okay.
But typically stand-up. Good. I also play some guitar, but I won't be doing that for this show.
Right. Because you have four internationally acclaimed blues musicians putting together this incredible concert, Muddy Waters' Birthday Bash and Tribute. Again, it's tomorrow night, 9 o'clock at the Sand Dune Pub in Manzanita. Remember what I said about Manzanita? Somewhere on Lanita. Oh, I think he said it's the, what did he say, the west side or whatever. It's all on the same block. So, Dean, how did this come about and who are we going to be hearing?
Well, we started the show, I think, 3 years ago at a theater that I produced music at in Lake Oswego. And it was Muddy Waters' birthday. We do shows on Monday and we decided to do a Muddy Waters show. And you know, it sold out immediately. So then we started doing it twice a year. And we have one on Monday there in Portland.
Oh, you do?
And they always sell out. And it's just fabulous music. I was listening to something I recorded on my phone from last show. And it's just, these guys are all great. It's headed up by Alan Hager, who is plays with Curtis Salgado. And he's a master of those old blues musician, blues guitar players, slide players, and so forth. Mitch Cashmar's on the harmonica. He's world-renowned. He travels all over. And Jimmy Bott is undoubtedly the best blues drummer in the world.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
it's...
And you and all of you are award winners, too. I was reading the creds, and it was like, oh, my God. It's like, ow, this is fantastic. How many people... does the Sand Dune Pub hold?
I think you can get 160 or 180 in there. We've sold over 200 some tickets at one point, so I'm sure that's some turnover involved there when I used to play with the Insomniacs back there. But they'll get a lot of people in, and it should be packed.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure it will be packed, and I didn't realize it held that many. I've only been in there once, and I'm not sure I made it through the whole place because they were sort of closing at the time. So, are you still commuting between Portland and the coast, or you are?
Yeah.
Okay, but we get your talents. Now you sing with Julia Michi.
Yes, Julia Michi / Fig will also be joining us for a few tunes, I'm sure.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
She sings a few Muddy Waters tunes. And we'll do some other things as well, because usually the show is 245 minutes, and we're playing for 3 hours here. So we'll mix in some Little Walter and, you know, very old school blues in the same tradition.
Is this the first time this group has played on the coast?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay. We've only done shows at the theater.
Portland.
Yeah. And, you know, I figured we might as well bring it out here. I was going to try NCRD, but I decided to do a dance place, and Laura said, sure, come on by. So we're looking forward to it.
That's true. That's an advantage to have a dance.
This is dance music. That's where it came from.
Yes. So you don't have to sit still. As a matter of fact, you're encouraged not to sit still. I hope it's the first of many, because it sounds like a very rich possibility. Mm. And mostly you play with, when you come out, it's more duet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, yes.
And
recently,
solo?
I usually do a trio.
Uh-huh.
Julie, myself, and Alan Hager, this guitar player, we come out often. We play at Sweet Basil's
now
and then, and we've got out at the Nehalem Bain Wineries. We have a few gigs scheduled for
Good.
This summer.
Okay. So, how does someone find out about what you're doing and what you're bringing and all that kind of stuff? Is there a website?
Well, there's
BBQ.
Julia Amici website.
Julia Amici. That's A-M-I-C-I.
Yep. I mostly use Facebook these days, believe it or not. But if you find Dean Mueller, I have a... and Julia Amici page on Facebook is always up to date, and that is the best way.
Okay, and Dean's D-E-A-N, of course, and then M-U-E-L-L-E-R, Mueller.
Yep.
Okay, fantastic. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock at the Sand Dune Pub. And can people get tickets in advance?
No.
No. Okay.
You have to buy them at the door.
Okay. I was just going to say, if you could get your ticket in advance, then you could do something early in the evening and then go over there because
it's a nice late show. Yeah, I think
you can just show up. Yeah.
There's a turnover there.
That's
so
true.
People come in early and then they leave and then other people come
and
in.
And you said, did you actually say 3 hours you guys are planning?
Yeah, 9 to 12.
9 to midnight.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a gift. We will take a break. I'm sure, but that's hard to find music that late. So terrific. Dean Mueller is my guest with a fabulous Muddy Waters birthday bash and tribute tomorrow evening. And... yeah, give him a lot of encouragement, and maybe he'll bring more of this stuff over. Thank you so much for coming in, Dean.
Thanks for having me.